There are moments when we feel like we're outgrowing our current life. Our hobbies feel boring, we don't feel motivated by the same goals and desires we used to have, and there's a general sense of restlessness we may be struggling with. This can cause some of us to panic, while others try to ignore this feeling only to have it disrupt other areas of their life. Change is constant, but this change can feel so deeply personal that general answers feel inadequate. Welcome to Exploring Esoterica, the podcast where I break down different esoteric practices and shed light on the history and truth behind them. Today, I want to explore the feeling of outgrowing your old life, what that can look like in a spiritual sense, and the rational steps we can take. This is something I'm currently experiencing, and I want to connect it with astrology. So let's start with the concept of planetary returns. Now, if you're new to my podcast or new to the practice of astrology, I recommend listening to my earlier episodes where I discuss the history and framework of the practice. Planetary returns are when a planet returns to the exact spot or sign it is in your natal chart. This is time when the significations of that planet are intensified. In whole sign astrology, this lasts until the transiting planet exits the sign that your natal planet inhabits. This can be just for a few days, as in a lunar return, or a few years, as with Saturn returns. Today, I want to explore the concept of Jupiter returns because it is something that I'm personally dealing with, and I want to shed some light on it. Jupiter is a planet of abundance, spirituality, ethics and morals, alliances and friendships, and a general sense of growth. A Jupiter return may mark the year that you are outgrowing your previous station in life. Now, because Jupiter is a benefic planet in Hellenistic and traditional astrology, this is seen as a generally good thing, but I've been exploring the idea that the planets and astrology as a whole isn't really a good or bad thing. Negative configurations can have some benefits, while positive configurations can have some pitfalls. This is a concept that I've only encountered recently, so I'm still exploring this. To fully understand something in an astrological chart, we need to not just look at the planets, but also the houses and angles of that chart. In mine, for example, my Jupiter is in my third house of knowledge and family relationships. So a Jupiter return for me is theoretically a time where I'm growing in my relationships with family and close friends, as well as my knowledge of the world. In fact, during my last Jupiter return, I went back to school and got another college degree. Because Jupiter is a benefic planet, this should have been a great time of growth, positivity, and opportunity. But in reality, this was a very stressful time in my life. There was a lot of stress, uncertainty, restlessness, and a moment of lack. Yes, it was a time of growth and outgrowing my previous station in life, but it was also a time of questioning my reality and the life I was living. I ended up doing a lot of shadow work, trying to heal a lot of past traumas while also trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Despite me going to get another degree, I was still unsure and uncertain of my life path and purpose. Now, part of this is because society thinks you should have your life figured out during your teens and early 20s, which in reality, you barely know who you are as a person, let alone what you want to do for the majority of your life. Not everyone has it figured out at such a young age, and I have received some shame in that department for getting college degrees and still changing my mind on what I wanted to do. Our 20s should be a time of exploring adulthood and the world beyond the understanding we had as children and teenagers, but our neoliberal capitalistic society makes that a great challenge. So here I am again, questioning not only my station in life, but society and life as a whole. Again, Jupiter returns are a time of expanding our awareness, and of course, it depends on the sign in the house that your Jupiter resides in your chart. Now, in a non-esoteric and rational sense, what can you do when you're questioning life and feel like you're outgrowing your current reality? Let's talk about it. First thing to remember is that this is a very personal journey. There are so many blog articles and videos on this topic from several different angles that may resonate with some and not for others. But I want to approach this by looking at four categories. I'm currently studying the practice of tarot card reading, and what fascinates me is the four suits and how they relate to four different aspects of life. And I believe it is really good to consider these four concepts when thinking about your life and what you feel called to change about it. So in tarot, there are four different suits, and don't worry, I'll do an episode one day soon on the practice and history of it. But the suit of cups relates to our emotions and relationships. This is where we feel the restlessness and emotional turmoil that comes with this period of our life. The suit of pentacles relates to our resources and material achievements. We may feel like embarking on a new creative endeavor or changing jobs, homes, or something else where our everyday routines feel drab and boring. The swords relate to our intellect and decisions. This is where we may feel like gaining new knowledge, going back to school, or undertaking some new apprenticeship. And lastly, the wands relate to our desires and skills. Basically, we crave new experiences. This could be traveling, gaining new skills, seeking new opportunities, or engaging in something creative like a new project. This is a way to satisfy that feeling of boredom and restlessness. So let's look at these four in a deeper perspective. One way to realize you might be outgrowing your old life is that places that used to feel comfortable and fun don't resonate with you anymore. Old places and groups of people may slowly start to bore us. We may not resonate with the same topics that we used to engage with friends anymore. We may be looking for a lifestyle change that no longer fits the same as friends and family once did. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to cut people out of your life, although that could very well be a possibility if your friends and family have become negative influences in your life. Not everyone is going to support you going through a change or wanting to try something new. Other people's fears and doubts can make us doubt ourselves and keep us from growing in life. Notice when this is happening. It may be a time to distance yourself from them and listen to your own intuition. But other times, this could mean that we need to seek new relationships with people who resonate with the change we're looking to do. This could be a new mentor or teacher, or a new group that engages in a hobby you want to take, or even a new spiritual practice. In fact, when your life has become restless and you're not sure what to do anymore, this can signal a time to engage with your spirituality and intuition a bit more. Many people will ignore their emotions and intuition, mostly out of fear. Change is hard, and it involves stepping into the unknown, which is not easy. It can be especially hard when we're noticing our relationships changing or no longer resonating with us. Life is full of change, and change is constant. And many times, this involves our relationships changing as well. Like I said, my Jupiter return is a very emotional time, and I end up doing a lot of shadow work. This can definitely be a time when therapy and spiritual work can help us through this experience. This may also be a time we feel like exploring other skills and talents, or even traveling a lot more to experience more of the world. We're expanding and outgrowing our old life, and therefore, we want to experience more than what we've been exposed to. Some people may have the resources to travel to other countries and immerse themselves in another culture. Other people may be able to explore only other states and cities within their country. But this doesn't always have to look like traveling. Discovering a new hobby can be a great way to introduce new experiences into your life, and not just a new hobby, but a creative idea altogether. People say they want to write a novel or a screenplay or finish an art project, but never take the first step in pursuing that. This could be because of time and financial constraints or emotional fears. Just because you write a screenplay or a novel doesn't mean it has to be published. In fact, writing a story and then actually publishing it are two different skill sets. One is the artist brain, the other is a business and marketing brain. Some people are better at one than the other, and that's okay. Many people will discredit just doing a project for the experience and fun of it, thinking that unless they make money from it, then it was a waste of time. This is not true. And again, it's part of that toxic capitalistic mindset that our society shoves down our throat. This is a period in your life to try new things within your capacity. The experiences may lead to new relationships, new opportunities, or just a deeper perspective of yourself and others. It is a way of expanding your talents, skills, and mind. And speaking of expanding your mind, we may feel the urge to expand our knowledge. Now, learning new information should be something we're constantly doing because, again, the world is constantly changing. But we may learn knowledge on a deeper level. Again, back to my personal experience, Jupiter returns are moments when I gain more knowledge about an area that previously I only knew factoids about. My previous Jupiter return was me wanting to learn more about the entertainment industry. I was restless about my life, so I moved and got another college degree. This year, I've been analyzing my life and the systems I'm part of, mostly because of the country and the world I live in. The more I learn about the economic structures of our world and the differing perspectives of it, the more I'm coming to terms with my financial past. I've experienced a lot of financial trauma, some of it generational, and as I said in my last episode, our society and attitudes toward financial hardships is that somehow it's solely the person's fault. So much of the financial advice out there is really geared towards either how to survive capitalism or for individuals who are already moderately well off. So much of financial success is based on luck. I'll talk more about that in just a second. But this period of my life has been me researching and reading more about the philosophy around money and economics. And while politics and economics isn't my main expertise or interest, The philosophy around it and how it affects people in society is something I'm very much interested in. People are more than just a number and a dollar sign. This is also why I've relaunched this podcast with more focus on esoteric and philosophical knowledge, because I think it's important, especially in times of social and political upheaval. People feel lost and disconnected in life, and it's important to talk about other ideas and spiritual techniques than just the esoteric Christian ones. Overall, my interest is in the systems we're forced to participate in and esoterica. Either way, this may be a time to expand the knowledge we know and thought we knew. And now, the last area I think is important. When talking about making a change in life, the biggest one we think of is a change in career or jobs. Some people are lucky and have found a career and company that they like. Others have found a way to either be their own boss, essentially escaping the 9-to-5 work structure. This can range from being a content creator, an artist, or even a business owner. And still, there are some people that like the stability of a 9-to-5 but want to change industries. All of these are fine. But the difference is in the resources and connections that will help us, or the lack thereof. This is where reality has to come in. We can have these grandiose ideas of what we want to experience and do, but the reality is, life is full of change and constraints. Some of us may not have the resources to do something grand like traveling to different countries. Some of us may not have close relationships we can lean on to encourage us in whatever change we want to make. We may not have the money or time to go back to school and make a change, and that's okay. But despite these constraints, there are two things we can do. Number one, try something. Most of us can let fear and perfectionism get in the way. Read about it, watch videos about it, find affordable and safe ways to experience it or something similar. You may not be able to travel, but you can go to a new place in town or the next state over. Can you learn the language or read about the culture online? No, it's not the same thing, but it will still get you acquainted with that desire and allow you to make plans if there's something that you deeply resonate with. And if not, now you know and can try something else. There's ways to try new skills and research new careers without doing a major overhaul of your life before you're ready. Only you know what you're able to do and how much you're motivated by it. Only you can live your life for you. Which brings me to number two, use your intuition. Feeling restless about life is such a personal and emotional experience. You can read all the advice you can online or from teachers, but if it doesn't resonate with you, then you need to change course. Maybe it's simply your perspective that needs to change. Maybe you're the type that dismisses their emotions and intuition or simply don't know how to process it. There are many psychological and spiritual resources out there, especially in the form of books, videos, and podcasts that can assist you with that. Even more, there are mental health professionals and counselors that can encourage you or help you with some of that shadow work that so many of us can benefit from. The bottom line is this. All of us will get to a point where we want to do something different in our lives. The thing is, we need to use our creativity and intuition to find the best way forward with the resources we have and the constraints we have to live with. This is a hard concept to accept, something that I'm still learning to do myself. But on the other side of that acceptance is serenity and being open to new possibilities. So if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to support me, you can go to my website to buy my books or make a donation. You can also join my monthly newsletter so you can stay updated on what's going on in my life and my content. But with all that said, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.